FORGE is an acronym for Financing Ozarks Rural Growth and Economy. Located in an old stone building off the Huntsville Town Square, FORGE connects investors with both rural and urban borrowers in over 12 counties, providing affordable loans to low-income individuals and groups. Charlie Stockton is director.
As of August 1st, FORGE has $1,352,000. And of that, $1,074,363,000 of it is lent out. And the loan portfolio as of August 1st included 68 loans. The average loan size is $15,889.98.
And this quarter is looking really good.
We're growing rapidly. We've got $300,000 committed from the SBA. We've got $100,000 from USDA. This is money that's coming. And we just have been informed that we're getting $100,000 from the Seton Enablement Fund, which is a Catholic charity. So, yeah, the money's coming this way. We're going to be at $2 million in 6 months.
A bucket of money, Charlie calls it. He operates a cattle ranch in Kingston, so tends to be plain-spoken, yet is financially savvy. Most investors just don't show up on the Huntsville Square. Charlie has to find them, so when he and his program manager, Carson Roddy, are not making loans, they spend most of their time writing grant proposals to private and public foundations, as well as government agencies, to secure investments for FORGE.
We have received money from the Eric and Hannah Sachs Foundation, the Calvert Foundation, the Northwest Arkansas Economic Development District, and then we've gotten more money from the United States Small Business Administration Microloan Program and a Rural Business Enterprise Grant from the USDA.
And what interest rate are they expecting on their investment back?
The Eric and Hannah Sachs Foundation is at 2.5. The Calvert Foundation is at 4.25. The Northwest Arkansas Economic District loan is at 3%. SBA money is at the federal funds rate, which it varies, but it's at about 0.5% right now. And the United States Department of Agriculture doesn't charge us any interest.
FORGE was founded in 1989 as a revolving loan fund by a group of organic farmers from the Ozarks bioregion. In 1998, FORGE became a SBA microlender and now offers technical assistance to startup businesses. In 2010, FORGE became a certified development financial institution, so it can borrow money from the U.S. Treasury. In recent years, FORGE has made loans to a midwife, a guy who gathers landscape stone in the woods to sell, a Native American retreat center near Ponca, a junk man, goat herd, tree trimmer, vineyard operator, and art gallery owner. Charlie Stockton says FORGE inherently teaches financial literacy. Borrowers learn the ropes, pay off their notes, slowly growing their businesses. But unlike banks that are increasingly required to maintain hefty reserves, FORGE, as quickly as it takes in money, lends it out. That's how a revolving loan fund works.
Well, the only way that FORGE can survive is to lend out our money, because we don't really have the capacity to invest it except for buying certificates of deposit, and the CD rate now is about 1% or 1.5%. So if we borrow money, we try to loan it out as fast as we can without taking too much risk.
And the interest rate FORGE charges borrowers is below commercial rates.
On long-term loans that are secured by real property, we're at 5.5%. On just our regular loans, we're at 6%, a point to 2 points under the banks. I think the typical bank is making small business loans, when they make them, at about 8.5%.
FORGE is not a member of the FDIC, so there is some risk, yet no investor has lost a dime, Charlie says, who maintains a 0.6% loan loss default rate. Forge is not traded. Its 200 members control the organization, elect the board of trustees who hire the staff and set policy. Forge's stated mission is to build sustainable small communities, making good loans to good people. And investors know this.
We have people who've invested in Forge that have $50 in Forge, and we have people who have $81,000 in Forge. Really, $500 and up interests us more because we have to keep track of everything. Right now, we're paying anywhere from 1 to 2%.
But half, that would be half, of Forge's individual and foundation investors have requested no interest be paid. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.